Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 255 of the Coolin' Out podcast. We are back.
It is Kev.
And it is Rel. What's good, people? What's good, man? How are you?
Pretty cool, man. Yeah, pretty cool. Just looking forward to this holiday weekend, to be honest. Yeah. Aside from that, just nothing new on my end. It's pretty chill.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Forgot about the holiday weekend. We're just talking before, you know, off wax. Like how I gotta be better about planning around these holiday weekends. Like try to like make a last minute trip today because I didn't realize that Monday was President's Day and I had Monday off. So I've been good, man. It was good to, you know, celebrate my birthday last weekend, see everybody. I was lit. And also it was like, what, like 65 degrees up here on a random Saturday in February in New York, which is a rarity. So
what
a
snow.
Which was fun. But then the next day, like snow. I thought it was going to be like, you know, little snowflakes. It was like snow, which is good because I was hungover anyway. So like, it all worked out. it all worked out for the best. Man, I mean, nothing's really new on my end either. Just, you know, same old work. Yeah, man. Waiting for the warmer weather to come and like be consistent now.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Just patiently waiting. Yeah. We got a tease today and tomorrow, past weekend.
Damn. So, like, usually, if I work remote, no matter how nice it is outside, I just usually, like, don't find time to, like, step away. But today, I actually, like, was like, fuck it, it's going to be 60 degrees. I'm getting up. I'm going to walk outside for a little bit. I was going outside for, like, 5 minutes. I just walked to get some coffee. But, like, even that little walk and just seeing people and, like, having, like, that little slight interaction with like the guy at the local coffee shop was a great place, but like they make coffee too. I don't know, it just felt good. Like I've been working remote now like 3 weeks. Like I'm lying, I haven't been in the office. I went in once last week, but before then I haven't gone in since like early December, so it hasn't been consistent. So it hasn't been consistent. So like my interactions is usually like me waking up every day, going to work, like in my office, going to my office, you know, eating dinner, going to bed. And then if my girl's here, then I interact with her. But like, if she's not, then it's just me. And it's just like, all right, like get up, go to work, work out, watch some TV for a little bit, go to bed, get up, do it all over again. And then like not really having like any real human interaction until the weekend if I go out, you know what I mean?
But, today, that's with me.
I stepped outside. I was like, oh, you know, it's like people outside just sitting there. And I walked past, you know, Winston and all that stuff. Mad people outside. I'm like, all right, cool. Walked to the coffee shop. I was like, I felt good. I was like, all right, cool. Came back, you know, reset. Like the last little 3 hours of work, like kind of felt like a breeze after that. Like it felt like a good reset, you know? It's just good to get outside.
Yeah, it really is. Like you said, yeah, the last, like, since early December, my holiday party, I haven't gone in until, like you, last week. Until then, it's been just my routine, like, in this apartment. So, I mean, I'm fortunate enough to have, like, a little space in there, but, like, after a while, you know, we're not meant to just be.
Nah.
I be thinking about people in, like, solitary confinement and shit. I'll be like, damn.
No. You remember in 2020, right? When we were saying, like, we were making jokes about it, but, like, how we feel like we're in jail. Like, because we couldn't move around freely. And, like, how, like, was this back, like, house party days? We was getting a house party nonstop. But, they're talking amongst all our friends. Like, yo, we all felt like we were going, like, slightly crazy. Like,
normal. It's really not normal.
It's not. So, like, I understand now when people are in, like, solitary confinement. It's like,
even more.
This is why these dudes be, like, banging their heads against the wall and going insane.
Yeah, I understand even more. Because I have like, the PS5. I got all the entertainment I need.
Everything
on the
TV. You need.
My fiance is here. I can call anybody. I can text anybody. It's like, it's not the same. Like, seeing everybody for your birthday was so nice. It's to catch up with people in person and a laugh. And
because that was your first time out.
A
month.
No, well, I did something the week before.
I mean, like seeing us though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It was
what the hell did I do the weekend before? I don't even remember. But yeah, you're right.
Did you go to Upper West Side?
And then I saw you, but yeah, seeing everybody.
You did see me, yeah.
Then I saw
you went to Upper West Side. Yeah.
So.
It's like, you know, what did I do the week before?
Yeah.
That was like genuine forgetfulness, though. It was like,
like I know that, I did something.
Yeah, that genuine ponder, like, what the hell did I do? Yeah.
Oh, man. Crazy move. Upper West Side of Williamsburg. Can tell I've been in the house too long.
Bro, I texted you. I was like, yo,
I'm out of character.
Should we cancel? He's like, nah, I'm just about to leave.
No.
I was like,
okay. I got the go ahead. Loud, bro. I got the go ahead. I'm going.
I'm in my mind, I swear, I was like sitting on my couch. I'm like, are you really about to come from the Upper West Side to come to Williamsburg? It was like getting to 10 o'clock. I'm sitting there. I'm like, yo, like,
first day not? Out, like, fam. Nah,
no, because at first, I thought you felt guilty, like not to cancel me. And I was like, trying to be like, yo, bro, like, don't feel bad. Like, you can just cancel if you want to. You were like, nah, I'm coming. I was like, all right. Upper West to Williamsburg. I was like, crazy.
F to the L.
Yo. Oh my God.
Oh, well, yeah, it's been nice. And now probably gonna be start going back in the office more since my fiance is so. It'd be good. The change being back in the city, like even last week was good. So it's like, back in the city, switching it up a bit.
Yeah. I think my biggest like adjustment just in general with going back to work is just the commute. Like,
for me too.
The commute, getting dressed. Like.
Yeah. It's like, I have like stuff here I work out with. And like, I'll go for like strolls and bike around the neighborhood. But like my overall, I've gotten so much lazier than I used to be. It's like, do I really want to go in? And like, you know, the amenities, like I'm blessed with some of the amenities my office has. I'm like, like you said, the commute is.
That shit is tiring, bro. And then like having to get dressed, like, I mean, like my firm like has a pretty surprisingly relaxed dress code. I think like the pandemic kind of did that. But then even still, it's not like I could just, you know, walk. I don't feel comfortable even walking in wearing whatever the hell I want. So I still have to, like, keep it, you know, like, somewhat, I guess, business casual. But, like, putting the clothes on, I mean, that's just exhausting. Like, is it exhausting? Like, it's just, it feels like a new thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just putting on all these clothes. And then, like, my commute is, like, 30 minutes. And it just feels like, I don't know, it feels like the longest commute ever. Although, it ain't, but it just feels like it.
Yeah.
Like when I get the tram, like every time. Yeah, I don't know. That's gonna be my biggest adjustment, but we'll see. I feel like there's like this unspoken, like universal message going around where like all companies are just deciding that everyone needs to go back to the office, like around this time, you know, like March, April-ish is what I've been hearing. Like everyone's going in again, you know?
Yeah. I know here the rates are better, so there's some justification here in like New York. I know the rates are, they've lowered like our COVID rates. I mean,
I was like, what? At least my pay rates. I'm like,
my bad. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, people historically do make more money in New York. I was like, what are you talking about? But now COVID rates are down. This is mad random, but today in Charlotte, they just like, actually a lot of cities, they just been like dropping their mask mandates. Like, but I think COVID rates are just down like all over the place, like all over across the United States. Mm-hmm. Which is interesting because it's just like, Omicron was like the worst thing that happened to us, and then like it just didn't. I guess it did for January.
Yeah, and like that's also the majority of that. You could argue it's like what happened last month was better than the initial because we had the vaccine. Like,
the majority, like what I
saw and like people I know, because I know a lot more people that got this, the Omicron than like through this entire COVID stuff. So it's like, common cold, don't really feel anything. But my point is it's more contagious. So yes, the numbers are the numbers, but in terms of actual, I guess, hindrance to your health, but
yeah, or the severity of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had that original bitch. Almost took
me out. I remember. No, let me not. I don't want to expose anybody. You and our buddy on a on house party, y'all had me dying. This was after the fact and y'all was safe. But
yeah.
It had me crying.
Oh, Saturday was fun.
I ain't hung with you. All three of us in a minute. That was fun. Your birthday.
Yeah, that was a minute.
Yeah, man.
I got way too lit though. And I spent way too much money on these random people, them little kids, like not kids, but like, you know what I mean? Like the younger couple.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was sponsoring them. They were just talking to me and I'm like, what they want to? Like, who am I? Like,
yeah, I checked my statement. I'm like, yeah.
That happened?
That's why you stay in the house, buddy.
That's why you stay in the house. Yo.
You trying to give back everything you saved in January, huh?
It's crazy because I was, my girl was like telling me like, oh, like you're super frugal, whatever like that, right? And I'm like, I am, like when I'm like sober and logical, then I'm like, yo, I don't want to spend nothing, right? You have like two or three drinks of baby.
Fam. Oh, God. Yeah.
Nah, me and all my friends are coming in here. Gotta be better about that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I thought that would change when I got into my 30s. It did. It just somehow keeps getting worse and worse.
God.
Literally just adopted a young couple. Like, yeah, whatever they want to.
Oh, man. Oh, it's good being in the city, though. Yeah.
It is, man. It was good to get... That's nothing, too. It was like a change of pace to be in the city. I feel like I haven't really, like... Because most of the time, we just hang out in Brooklyn, you know what I mean?
And that, again, but, like, even lately, because of the 2 months...
Exactly.
I've just been around my area and like a general walking distance. So
mm-hmm.
even we're saying about potentially doing something tonight, I'm like, I'm down to move.
Yeah.
See? Wait, yeah, I hear you to your point.
But
like,
no.
It's like, yeah, it was so good to be out of here.
Yeah. But then also, like, you know, it's nuts because, like, I'm like very like just Brooklyn prone just because like it's like I live here, it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really go in the city that often. Like I will, but like not as much as I guess I should. And I was talking to you like about this a couple weeks ago, like, yo, how I want to like be more proactive about going into the city. But like when we're in the city, like it just feels different. Like
it does. It does.
It just feels like slightly different. Like we standing outside, the brunch spot, and we saw that that actress walk by, and I was like, yo, that's such and such. And it was like just casually strolling. I was like, oh, yo. And then we leave there, go to the rooftop spot, which I thought was pretty, I thought that shit was super dope. I thought it was going to be actually surprisingly. I thought that was going to be more of a hassle than it was. Like, I already had made a reservation. I thought, you know, but sometimes you get there, like, these lines and all this other crazy shit. It was like, yeah, no. Roster, right? Upstairs. I was like, oh, nice. That was surprisingly easy. And then that was a good crowd of people, you know? Just, I don't know, just felt different being in the city.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. I got to do that a little more often.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, how was your Super Bowl?
It was cool, man. I didn't do anything. Stayed in the crib. The girl made some barbecue chicken sliders.
Mm-hmm.
Going above and beyond. Blessings. That was really it, man. I literally sat on my couch. I was like still recovering. I didn't get my life together until about Tuesday of Tuesday of this week. Sorry. Look, I'm already losing my damn mind. I didn't get my life together until about Tuesday of this week. But the Super Bowl, it was fun. It was a little slow in the beginning, but it picked up. How about yours?
Just ordered some groceries. My fiance made some food. I ordered some wings. And we just enjoyed it together here. Like, I just chilled out Sunday.
It's just beautiful.
By my window as it snowed. It was great. Didn't have to leave the apartment.
It's beautiful.
We enjoyed the game and the halftime show together. And I wasn't doing anything. I was
only thing that was depressing about Sunday, I won't lie, is when they were like, when the Super Bowl coverage first started, and they was like, it's a beautiful 83 degree day here in Los Angeles. I looked outside and it was piles of snow. And I was like, this is depressing.
Yeah.
So I cut the Super Bowl coverage until like it actually started. That's all they kept talking about. Yeah, that's all they kept talking about was how nice the weather was, and like kept doing like the drone views of like Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that looks nice.
Yeah, like when they won, I'm like, damn, they about to go crazy. It's like 7 o'clock where they are. They about to
You know. Their night hasn't.
It's 7 p.m. on a Sunday, and you just want to, they about. And the weather,
Aaron Donald has been on a party in spring.
That's what I'm
bro.
Saying. He was probably drunk when he dapped up Bron yesterday.
Yo, he was definitely drunk. He came from the parade straight to the game. The parade was earlier in the day. He had like
two
bottles of Ace of Spades. Just,
shirtless, yeah.
Shirtless, exactly. Shirtless AD. Like, you already know he was bodied on the side, on the same court side.
Yeah.
Whatever he said to Bron definitely was incoherent. Like,
Nothing he said made sense.
I can guarantee you that.
Who are you rooting for? Did your pick win?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted the Rams to win, man. I wanted OBJ to get his first. I wanted Matthew Stafford to get his first. I didn't really like realize the importance of what it would mean to cement Aaron Donald's legacy until like halfway through the game when everyone kept talking about it. But like, it just wasn't, like him being, you know, seven-time first team all pro, exactly, the past 8 seasons and 8-time all, you know, all this stuff. And I wasn't thinking about it like that. But, you know, I'm glad he won as well. I'm glad Von Miller got another one. I don't know. I just like, it was more so about Matthew Stafford and OBJ. Odell Moore is a redemption. Matthew Stafford more so because I feel like he's talented as hell. People just never believed in him because he was on a terrible team. Like, you know, he never got any respect for being on a terrible team. And although he played really well this season, everyone was still like coming into the playoffs as if like he was just being carried or something. And that he wasn't he wasn't ready for the bright lights.
He was some game manager or something. They definitely were. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was glad that, you know, got to showcase his talents all throughout the playoffs, you know, against Tampa, against the 49ers, and then again in the Super Bowl. Here you go, sir. But, I was just, you know, I was excited for them to have pulled that off. And I don't know, something about LA, I was like, this is going to be nuts for them, you know?
I know, that's what I kept. Like, damn. It would have been so embarrassing with everything if they didn't win on so many factors. On paper, you had a better team. You're at home. You just had one of the best halftime shows dedicated to your city. Fam, we'll so good. We'll I was crazy that. On the
Yo, first of all,
I'm glad they brought it home.
I saw a meme where it was like, someone's like, you know, like, thank God they didn't, like, you know, bring out Guns N' Roses or some other old band for old people. And then it was like, when you, basically, like, it was like, when you realize you're the old people now, like, the music they're playing is for you. And I was like, oh, yeah. Because I was like, go, we're 50, yo, 50 came out Upside Down.
Yeah.
I was like, yo!
I throw my dubs up. Nah, yeah.
Got to.
I'm just happy for them.
Yeah, nah, it was
entertaining game. Entertaining commercials.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, I couldn't really do a party. I'm glad the way just chilled on my couch, my lady, and
remember Saturday night we're out, my birthday, whatever. And we were like totally locked in and committed to like, nah, tomorrow we should go out. We should go party. And it sounded good that night until I woke up at about noon the next morning.
No, I already knew.
Sorry. It was so doubtful.
I knew beforehand that might happen. Like, I remember my fiance asked me, like, are we going to do anything? I'm like, plans will be made, but they won't.
they won't be effectuated, but we'll make them.
They'll make it. But don't worry. I'll
do it. Yeah, we got to brunch. And our very overeager friend was like, yo, what are we doing about? And I was like, yo, I think it's going to snow. Put your boots on.
But yeah. We ain't even get the first mimosa yet. Bam, just chill out.
It ain't happening. Yeah. But,
fun weekend. Fun weekend.
Yo, the commercials were really, go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, the commercials were like really, really like interesting or good. Like I liked the Coinbase commercial. I thought that was like really, I guess like tech forward in terms of saying fashion forward. I was like very like cool. It's like, all right, cool. Because at first I was like, yo, well, this is like very like for a younger generation, because like I think like the older generation is not gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna grab my phone and scan this QR code. But then thinking on a deeper level, it's like, yes, they will, because it's all been doing for the past 2 years. Everyone's been scanning QR codes, like to go out to restaurants, to go anywhere, everyone's scanning QR codes. And it's like, all right, at first I thought my TV had froze. Like, I was like, yo, what the hell's going on? And then I scanned, I was like, oh, this is like super dope. I mean, I already signed up for Coinbase, so it didn't matter to me. But it was like, oh, this is super cool. It was like very interactive. And then my best commercial, just from an emotional standpoint, was the Chevy commercial about the Sopranos.
Fam.
That's like one of my favorite shows.
Fam.
And I saw Meadow like remake that. I was like, yo.
Fam.
And then AJ.
And they brought eight when AJ popped up. I was fam.
That's one of my favorite shows. Good. Yeah, the remake is nuts. I was like, all right. Going through Jersey Turnpike. I was like, all right.
Oh no, without question.
Yeah.
Without question.
I felt nostalgic for sure. Those are like the two commercials that really stood out to me though. You want to talk about the game more than halftime show? Anything else you want to do, touch on about it?
Nah, I mean, long live the passion. Yeah. I mean, till next season.
Word. Till I will say there was a deflation in me at the end though. Like, because like week 16, 17, going into the playoffs, I was really getting heavy into the NFL. Like, to the point where, like, I was like, I wasn't watching basketball as much. Like, the playoffs started, and it was just like, yo, all right, I'm watching football. Like,
you and me both. The amount of money we give in a league pass. And my
league
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Yeah.
So,
I'm with you.
There wasn't like a little slight deflation. I was like, damn, this is over. Like, we're not going to see, like, NFL again, like half NFL until the Hall of Fame game, which is in August, but like not real NFL until September.
That's when I'll be seeing the NFL post Labor
Day. I know. I'm just saying in general. No, I'm not touching it either. Like, you watch a game with nobodies. But then, so now, I ain't gonna lie. You know me. I'm not like you. I will watch, like, random sports.
Yes,
like, just
will.
For the hell of it. Like, I watch the Big Three. Like, I watched at the Jordan line last summer because I was watching the Flag Football League, and I was like, nah, this is too much. I had to stop watching it. But, like, I watched the CFL Canadian Football League. Mm-hmm. Their rules are different. It's a little interesting. But, you know, there's a new football league coming out in April.
What?
The USFL. No, the USFL. Starting April 2022.
Who's that? Like,
I have no clue, but I'm going to give it a shot. I just know right. It starts in April. It's going to be on Fox. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to give it a shot.
Let me know how it is.
Why not? Bro, in the summertime, when it gets dry, I'm not watching baseball.
Nah, no, I just catch up on shows. There's a lot of shows.
Like, nah, I know, but the weather is so beautiful. It's like you got to be able to watch sports. So if there's going to be a spring football league, I'm going to at least give it a shot.
I respect it.
Like, the NFL. Yeah, the Generals beat the Commanders. Actually, the Commanders are a real football team now. Killed my joke. Fuck. Yeah, it's a real football team now.
I need him to just go ahead and add the 18 games so we could just have Super Bowl weekend on President's Day weekend. So I don't have to. I'm not going to describe my Monday.
Have they discussed that already?
No, but just let's just speed up ahead. It's eventually
going to happen. They just add the 17th game this year.
I mean, eventually it will. You don't think it'll?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, it's going to take, like, at least some more CBA negotiation. Didn't they just get finished doing, like, collective bargaining agreements? That's how they got. That's how they ended up on the 18th game.
We got to.
I don't know.
This 3-day weekend is right here for this. Let's just.
We gotta get an NFL agent on the pod. Have someone like break this down for us. But yeah, like, the 3-day weekend is when it should be ideal, because 3-day weekend, honestly, I would have forced it and like did something on a Sunday. I probably got up and did something. Because by the time the Super Bowl actually started, what, 6:30, maybe 6:30?
6:30, yep.
I was fine. I could have got up and did something. It was more so like, yo, I'm like, if I do something, I'm not gonna be ready for tomorrow for work.
Yeah,
but if it was President's Day weekend,
you rally.
I would have rallied. I would have made it work. Rally is a strong word. I don't rally no more. I just showed up. Ain't no rallying no more. I would have just showed up. I've been present. That's it. R.I.P. to the passion until September.
Yeah, y'all really held us down this season.
Yeah,
I gotta say,
it was a really good season. Really good. Let's move over to the NBA, man. Trade deadline passed. We start with the big trade, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
The Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers, the James Harden for Ben Simmons swap with more pieces. So 76ers got Ben Harden, James Harden and Paul Millsap. The Nets got Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, Andre Drummond, and 2 first-round picks. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm happy for Philly.
Who won?
I like it better, way better for the Nets.
Yeah?
I just like it way better for the Nets. I do. I mean, the best of Harden I've seen this year is like games like in L.A. when he went out to L.A. and beat them. So he's capable, but with the shape he's in, I just like it better for the Nets. When you factor in the picks, Drummond's a serviceable big. Seth is a great shooter. Ben Simmons with KD every night. And then Kyrie on X amount of nights. I like it better. Like, if they matched up in the playoffs, I'd pick the Nets. But
yeah.
I don't know how the Embiid Harden looks like on court, but that's just my thoughts. What about you?
I think the Nets won, so, but not as much as I used to. Like, I used to think this was like asinine that they even made this trade. Like, you got you got robbed, basically. Mm-hmm. Meaning Daryl Morey. But, you know, as I sat down and, like, as he digested it, I think, like, the Nets still won the trade, but just, like, barely won the trade. Like, because those picks, to me, aren't really as valuable as I thought they were. Like, so they have their pick in this upcoming draft for next year, the first round.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Pick, but the Sixers are going to be good, so that pick is going to be a low first-round pick. Mm-hmm. And then their pick is in, I think it's in 2027, mm-hmm. but it's protected. They haven't released details as to what's the protection. So either top 15, top 10, you know, protection. So it's like, all right, cool. So it's not going to be anything crazy. So that means if, like, the Sixers suck and ends up being a top 15 or whatever the hell the protection is, then the Sixers keep their pick. So those picks really aren't that valuable to me. A James Harden for Ben Simmons swap. Obviously, I think James Harden is better than Ben Simmons. You have an MVP player.
Agreed.
I mean, it's hard because he hasn't been engaged in, like, a season and a half, meaning James Harden.
No, he was engaged last season.
When?
When he was coming in, triple-doubles, even the MVP, like, conversation post-trade. Yeah, look at his stats post-trade.
Fat. I know, but he was still fat.
He's been, well, out of shape and engaged. Didn't you say engaged?
Okay, out of shape then.
That I won't.
He never got back in. He never got back in shape.
I'm with you.
And then he had injuries leading into the playoffs with the hamstring mm-hmm. because he was out of shape.
Yeah.
And now hopefully he will be like more engaged, more, you know.
You heard Chuck. He got traded. He healthy now. You heard Chuck.
That's what Chuck said. That's not how that works.
No, he will get in shape. He's where he wants to be. I'm pretty sure he's gonna be putting in the work now.
I hope so. And if that's the case, then I love that for him.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of like the Ben Simmons Harden swap, it's like, okay, I think that's like fair. You got you swapped a player for two players who didn't want to be where they were and who are now motivated in their new spaces, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that James Harden is equal to the equivalent of Ben Simmons and Seth Curry.
Throw Drummond in there too.
No. I don't think it's equivalent to all of them. Now, this is Drummond is where I think that, honestly, Drummond is where I think the Nets won. Because, like, the Nets had no big man.
No big.
And you just gave them one of the best rebounders in the league. Like, you just threw them in like it was nothing. That's where I'm like, all right, the Nets like won this trade a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that's the person that I really feel like is the most important. And Seth Curry could be very important, obviously, because he's a great shooter and all that stuff. But like, and mostly because if Joe Harris is out for the season, like he's predicted to be, then that's going to be a big void that Seth Curry is going to fill. But just the Andre Drummond, it's like you just gave them a center. They didn't have a center, at all. Like their biggest weak spot was rebounding and a big man. And you just gave them one of the best rebounders and defensive centers in the league.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at. Like, all right, the Nets got, I want to say better, but I don't know what Ben Simmons is going to look like when he comes back. You know, how long is it taking him to get back into the groove? How long is it going to take him to, like, mesh with part-time Kyrie and, you know, KD? And not having the ball. I mean, I don't think he really needs the ball that much. He's more of a facilitator, which mm-hmm. is good. But I don't know. I'm curious to see like what those lineups look like for Steve Nash. Because Ben Simmons can't shoot. So he needs to get to the paint. But if Andre Drummond's there, he's just there. Clogging the paint. I don't know. I'm interested to see like what that looks like. But I know definitely watching that game when they play in March. I forget the exact date, but when the Sixers
March 10th. March 10th.
I will 100,000% be watching that game. Because they play in Philly, too, so that means Kyrie going to get a chance to play.
And Harden, I think he starts post-All-Star break, so.
Yeah, and KD's supposed to be back post-All-Star break as well.
Ooh, very nice.
Very, very nice. Steve Nash put out a statement today saying like there's a slim chance KD plays like the game after the All-Star break or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So by the time March comes, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back in.
How do you feel about how we got here?
I don't know.
I can't honestly believe like
I mean, neither.
This is how the big three, the Nets big three ended. Like when they traded for him, I was like, damn, yo, it's over.
Yeah.
It took so much.
They played 16 games together.
That's so crazy. Oh, man. So what do you I can't. It's really. Harden's like, yeah, that was his. The Nets are his second choice. But organizations got to do what they got to. What is that?
Nothing. It's meant to confuse. Though,
just one thing that I could believe was that the Houston owner didn't want to trade with Daryl Morey. I could believe that.
I believe that.
So I'm just surprised it's better. His whole thing is like he wants to win a ring. And is it more just the frustration got to him or is he down on like the situation and doesn't? I still think with the three of them playing.
Yeah, well, all three don't always play. Based on my readings, he doesn't mm-hmm. get along with Kyrie Irving. which is not surprising. Doesn't believe in Steve Nash's like coaching philosophy.
That was a little wild to me.
That was definitely wild to me. It's like, man, like what do you think was gonna happen? You weren't just coming through the same shit you were doing in Houston.
That's
which makes me also question, like, yo, what do you think's gonna happen in Philly? Like
that's wild.
Yeah.
On the list of like the people the many stars he's played with.
Yeah.
Today, Kevin Durant is unequivocally the best person you've ever played
with. Yeah. And you think he's going to go in and do ISO ball? No.
I hope
that's not true, honestly.
I do too.
Because that shit would just make no sense.
That's on one hand. On the other hand, like, I gotta give him props. Like I admire, like you forced your way out of a situation that I just think you would have won the title. I'm sorry that if the three of y'all end up on the court, you're like, nah, I'm good. I'm able to just do this on myself. You're trusting in Embiid. Like that whole situation is just rocky to me.
They like, weren't winning.
Embiid right now, this stretch he's been on is an outlier compared to his career thus far. Like in terms of health and hopefully, look, you can ride that and Embiid can stay healthy. I'm not wishing. I really don't. I'm only in it for the entertainment at this point. I don't hate the Nets nearly as much now that they look quite beatable on paper. So, but I'm just surprised. I really am. I thought him and KD were like close. Where do they stand now?
Yeah, those rumors of like they're like they didn't really go in depth, but like them potentially having like some falling outs was like that was the like shocking to me. I'm like, oh, I need to like hear more details about this because
supposedly that's why he came.
Poor yeah, KD. I'm sure the disagreements are probably like about Kyrie Irving, honestly.
And that's why, yeah, the time and place of it all. COVID, man. COVID.
But there's rumors that they might drop this vax mandate. So Kyrie might be fine.
Allegedly, they told Harden all of this. And he was like, nah. I'm like, at the very least, you like, you know KD's coming back. And you know Kyrie can play at least occasionally.
Yeah.
But I assume, like, I think both of us have been in a situation like this. When is the frustration is that high, it's like, I can't.
Exactly.
Nothing is worth. And that I can see.
From the outside looking in, it's like, oh, you're in the perfect position. But if you personally don't feel like you're in the best position, then it doesn't matter what everyone else thinks.
You're right. And ultimately, that's what it is. It's just stars hardly ever do this, especially consecutive seasons.
Two back-to-back seasons.
But I guess
I'm not even joking. Like, players are gonna get so like raked through the coals when the next CBA comes up, CBA negotiations. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised there's a lockout, like because players have been wild in these past couple of seasons.
Do you know
James Harden two seasons in a row? excuse me, Ben Simmons. I'm sure there's more players that have just been like, I ain't playing, just sitting out. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah.
Just forcing their way out.
Yeah, these next negotiations going to be tough.
Yeah, real NFL-ish. Like.
They thought the money was going to do it. You know how much money? Damn. Ben Simmons made enough money that he was like, 20 mil? Whatever. Again, my happiness. I don't care. He like in his mid-20s. What season is this for him? That's crazy.
Four? Five?
To already be like, I made enough and I'm confident I'll make enough in the future. And he probably will. It's like, damn.
I mean, it worked out. The Nets going to be paying him now.
I know, but he can't recoup. He's going to petition, but he lost the 20 million fines.
Yeah. I
mean, but you're right. Look, man, look, you take these gambles and like you said, they're both
pockets. I got my own problems.
I'm not at all. I admire it.
That's a millionaire.
Brace yourself. Yeah. But now, yeah, I'm just ready for the games now. I'm glad that they did this. I'm glad that this isn't, like, leading to the off season. That would have sucked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad everyone's resolved. Everyone's motivated now on both sides for various reasons. Yeah,
competitive basketball now.
I hope we at least get a playoff series. If not, whatever.
They're that here would be and, great. Like, Philly versus Brooklyn in the playoffs.
Damn, they'd have to finish like 2-3 for that. Who's won? I'll check as we talk. But
yeah.
That's all I want at good. This point. I'm glad that incarnation in the Nets is gone.
I think Miami's won.
Oh, good for them.
I think, but I also haven't looked. No. Chicago's won, my bad.
All right. No comment.
Chicago's won, Miami's two. Milwaukee is three. Guess who's four? You'll never guess. Don't look. You're already looking.
I already. It loaded out. I wouldn't have guessed that, no.
I know you would have guessed Cleveland. Philly is five. Boston is six. Brooklyn is currently eighth. Jeez.
So Philly's five games. Philly's three games, sorry, out the first.
Yep.
That's crazy to go on an 11 game losing streak in the Nets and only
he's somehow six and only a half games behind first. Yep.
That is crazy. I'm trying to see how much level they can, how much ground they can cover. What are they? 31 and 27. What's that? 58. So then you have 24. Yeah. Yeah, you can.
A lot of ground that you cover.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see. I'm gonna lock in on James Harden first game though.
I wish he was playing tonight.
He ain't playing till after All Star break.
I know they're facing the Bucks tonight. That would have been really nice, but
they playing the Bucks. What time?
8:30. The Sixers are. And then when they come, I think they come back next Thursday is when they come back from All-Star. So I think, I don't know. Could be Wednesday. I don't know, but.
A lot of thoughts in there.
Yeah, I'm intrigued about those two teams in particular.
Yeah. My Bucks are going to be fun though.
Yeah, they're just coasting along. Giannis, best player in the world.
That's right.
Now you that dude.
They're not coasting. They're working hard. You see a boy put up 50 the other night, and the fourth fewest points. Fourth fewest shot attempts to do it. That's my boy. You know
Him. That's him.
He is him. All right, cool. Watch my Hornets.
Yeah, I'm gonna get my attention more post All Star. Now we're in the home stretch.
Yeah, that's
the passion is gone.
I honestly, I don't remember the last time I watched the full basketball game. Like, I didn't even watch Bron and them last night.
I watched some of Bron, and then I stopped. Because I'm like, I'm going to catch up on shows. I don't want to do this to my evening. Because I anticipate they were going to lose.
Yes. When they got down 12, I was like, all right. I was watching on the box score. I was like, motherfuckers going to lose.
I was actually in and out, and then I started watching. And then I saw the Anthony Davis injury, and I saw the way he was limping, the way he was rolling around the ground, got carried away. I saw Bron's expression. I'm like, all right, I can't do this. I don't want to see them like this.
Man, but Bron, always injured.
Yeah, before I would rebuff what I'm about to say, I'm like, come on, let's not be extreme. Not a prospect of trading him. Like they say, his x-rays came back negative, thank God. He's going to be reevaluated. So he could come back at some point this season. But the prospect of legitimately trading him, because to be wasting one of the greatest players, the greatest players like this is crazy. Like at this point in the offseason, you got to see what, at least send out feelers.
No, you have to. You have to.
I was looking at a get up. Jay Will said he's missed 66 games in his stint since being in LA. And it also got me another thing that I would refute, but now it's like, maybe there's some, you know, to this, the bubble, not the bubble, but the break. Like, would he have stayed healthy without that?
Oh, that extended break? Yeah, probably not. So, bro, look, every time he falls, like my heart drops. I'm like, and bro, he always gets up call. Like real gimpy and like,
no, we need a certified too. We need We need a reliable co-star. And that means durability.
Yeah, and Lakers would be smart to get up off that now while he still has like a lot of trade value.
Yeah, this all season, you got to do it.
Yeah, you got to.
I don't know for what.
Who?
My mind first went to Dame. But then I got a scar. I got to see. I'm thinking about the best players.
But then you got to let go of Westbrook. Ain't nobody taking that.
Maybe since he's an expiring. It'll be an expiring contract. Maybe if not, if I could get.
An expiring $47 million.
Yeah, that's all somebody's cap. You keep him or not. Look, the goal here, whatever we could do with him, hopefully. If I could flip Davis for somebody that's durable and reliable, that's more important at this case. We got to maximize Bron. And I don't know of any big men.
The man leading the league. Sorry, second in the league in scoring and just being wasted away.
He took over last night. Like, this is stupid. This is stupid.
He's 37 years old.
It shouldn't take this. This man's like, his knee hurts. It shouldn't be like this. He shouldn't be the best player.
He should not. I don't even know who they could get, honestly. I truly don't know.
I don't know who's this.
All I can hope like is that, like, some, like, good team, like, has an early playoff exit and someone gets upset.
Look, this is a success. We want a ring. That's what you do it for. That's you it. Got them. You want a ring. Just cut your losses.
Yeah. I don't even know who else. Like, who else would we even be looking at? I'm trying to think of a team. It would be like, all right, cool. We can take him and let it go.
But it's also, yeah, you want...
Who's a good four right now in the game?
Oh, that's tough.
Like an actual power forward after Anthony Davis. Who?
Sabonis is an actual four.
Nah, I'm good.
I don't really, because the way these positions, I gotta check.
Yeah, everything's very. I need to see a list. Now. That's fair enough. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm trying to like slowly go through teams in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not seeing it.
Then again, if something like this happened, it probably wouldn't be like a one for one. It'd be like a package of stuff.
Yeah. I know. I'm just thinking in my mind of like who would be like a lesser version of Anthony Davis, where it's like, all right, cool. We got this four and another player. Yeah. Like they're
a lesser. All right, that's tough.
Not a lesser version of him specifically, but like a slightly worse power forward and another piece to exchange.
All right, you want just below him. So Giannis is technically a forward.
He's above him.
Okay, so below him, Zion, Julius Randle, Sabonis. Okay, see, it's already John Collins. All right. I'm not even going. That's what, yeah. All right. Yeah, fam. Come on now. Yeah. Nah, it's bad. I hope Bron makes it out the rest of the season without getting injured. You might want to look into him
Julius,
like.
Julius, maybe.
Damn, it's bad.
Julius Randle.
You see, Bron, he throwing shots at Rob.
What'd he say?
What was it? The Rams GM? Mm-hmm. Les Snead, whatever his name is. He has a shirt called F Them Picks.
Rob Snead. You're right.
And he has a shirt that said F Them Picks. Mm-hmm. Like he went all in, you know, the Rams philosophy. Yeah. And I think Bron tweeted, he was like, yeah, my type of guy. Because remember, there's a report that came out that said that Rob was like, yeah, AD and Bron, they pretty much were all aligned in him not making any moves. And then a counter report went out that is emphatically false. That's not true. And then now this. So obviously there's some issues.
Yeah. Somebody wanted to hold on to that 2027 first round pick. And somebody else didn't.
Yeah, we'll see in the summer. I should just, I guess it, bro. Like, what are you? I don't even know. I don't know, man. Westbrook was cool last night. I don't know. Like, it's dumb.
Bro, they're losers. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely expect nothing from them this season. Like, if they don't make either play in, I'd be like, all right, cool.
They probably shouldn't.
Yeah, because I like you gonna make the plan for what? Just for them to lose.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I see from them now. It's just like they're losers.
Yeah,
like they're not a good basketball. They play no defense. Literally, excuse me. Bron just does everything for them.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Well, nothing else there.
Nope.
Nothing else.
Yeah, anything else? What else is a big trade?
Portland traded CJ. Dallas traded Kristaps.
Yeah, that's cool.
The Pacers traded Sabonis.
Yeah, those are all cool.
Those are like the name ones.
Yeah, that's all cool. Whenever we gotta wait and see when Wichita's coming back though.
Ben Simmons?
Nah, Fat Boy.
Didn't he just get guy. A next season?
Your guy.
Yeah, I was off. Yeah. I apologize.
Your boy Zion. He's young, honestly. You're talking all this shit. He could literally come back and have a phenomenal NBA career. Like
he could, but I don't know how to read this. Like, are these likely, legitimate? Yeah. Or is he like trying to, you know, I don't really want to be here. I don't know. Like the behavior of NBA players past. It's like tainting my read of this situation. So I can't tell.
Yeah, it's hard to tell these past couple seasons like what to take seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. If he has to have another surgery though, it's like this season shut him down.
Oh no, yeah, I would like to see him.
I would like to see him, CJ, and Brandon Ingram and see what that looks like. Although, mm-hmm. like, none of that is good enough to like win a championship. It'd just be good to see them play together.
I'm with you.
Just another competitive team. Another team to watch in the West, you know.
Yeah. What do you think of what Portland's doing with Dame? That now it's they're terrible. Gonna now they're gonna
read
the roster it's around. Terrible. Here. Jarrell, it's terrible. What were they doing before?
I have no clue.
What was the aim before?
I have no clue. No, that was like when they traded CJ, I was like, all right, bet they're definitely about to move Dave. Nope. That loyal to the soil, I don't. He's gonna waste away his career with that nonsense. Come to LA, be loved.
So as it stands right now, on the cusp of the All-Star game, what's your finals pick? What's the finals matchup?
The Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Repeat of last year. Ooh. Bucks and the Suns.
All right. Respect.
I ain't letting Giannis go. And also, the Suns are being slept on. They're playing way too well this year. Like, way too good.
Yeah, I just saw they clinched the plan already before the...
Yes. They're playing so good. It's, like, insane. I don't think they're going to win, but I think that they... Like, Western Conference Finals right now will be them versus the Warriors. And I think I'm already seeing signs that Steph is wearing down. He's not really shooting that well this year. I don't think Klay is going to be back like 100% like in game, game shape by then. Draymond's been out for a while.
Yeah.
I think those two teams have just been like the most consistent. Still have all their players from last year, basically rolling up the same squads. Bucks been doing all this without Brooke Lopez. He's going to come back. Bobby Porter's been playing insane out of his mind. I think averaging like 15 and 9, some stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, I'm rolling with Giannis. That's my guy for the future. And until Chris Paul slow down, that's my guy. These dudes are crazy. These dudes are literally like 37, 38 just out there playing ball, him and Braun. Like, how are they doing this?
Good luck. If you get back, I hope you win it this time.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but
they'll get back.
That would suck. But yeah.
Who do you have?
Warriors Nets, but it's faint.
Warriors Nets.
Some great odds on it now. It's looking real faint given current circumstances, but I'm going to hold on to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see.
That's not a bad pick, though. Nets come back full strength. I don't see the Sixers like. I'll be shocked if they get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I wouldn't be shocked if they get
the Nets.
I'd be shocked if they get to the finals.
Yeah, they make out the East. Yeah.
For me, I would be shocked if they made it out the East. If they got the proper matchup, I can see that them getting to the
who. I don't see them being the Bucks. I don't see them being the Nets.
Oh yeah, they would have to be at least one of them to get there.
I don't even see them, honestly, like, not trying to be disrespectful to them. I don't even see them being the Heat.
Yeah, it's tough. I get you gotta depends what you think Harden's gonna bring. But right now I would have to agree with you.
Yeah, if he come back in MVP form, then that's different, obviously.
He coming back. Resurgence coming.
Fucking hell. That's stressing me out. Yeah, anything else?
Nah, that's it, man.
That's it for me too. As always, people, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Go check out the YouTube channel. All the videos are up there. Full-length videos, short and clips, all that good stuff. Episodes available everywhere. Podcasts are streaming, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, everywhere. Until next time, schooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.